We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is our pleasure now to welcome into the program the latest, just the latest Hall of Fame member of the Atlanta Braves, Chipper Jones, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Chipper.
Morning, fellas. What's going on?
What's going on with you? Are you still on cloud nine from being inducted to the Hall of Fame?
I'd be lying if I said no. It's been a wild ride. It's been crazy, you know, last couple weeks. All indications were pointed towards, you know, this is going to come to fruition. But, man, this couple days before finding out, it was hard to sleep. It was, you know. it's just tough to get through that initial shock of, hey, you know, I played professional baseball for 23 years and 19 with the Braves, and now it's you know, the final cap on everything was the Hall of Fame. It was unbelievable.
You know, you are always a legend in the city of Atlanta. I remember back in the day, I remember when you moved into a certain neighborhood. I remember kids found out where you lived at first and were at your house before you got there. But now being in the Hall of Fame, I mean, what is that like when you go places now and they know that, you know, you're a bona fide Hall of Famer? I mean, what is that like for you?
Well, it changes everything. It's a life-changing experience. I mean, never again will you sign your name the same way. Never again will you be announced the same way. I heard y'all talking about going to the bars for the Super Bowl. I actually went to a bar with the friends for the Super Bowl. And just having people come over and say, hey, congratulations, thanks for what you did. I played a game, for goodness sake. You know what I mean? A kid's game. But it just goes to show you that, you know, if you're on TV every night and, you know, you have a fanatical fan base who's, you know, their whole day revolves around what time the Braves game starts, you're in people's homes for at least 3 hours every day, and you become a part of their lives. And I think when you did as much winning as we did here in Atlanta, during your time here, people appreciate it because it was such a big part of their daily life.
Chipper Jones joining John and Hugh on the WadeFord.com hotline, newly elected into the Hall of Fame. You look back, Chipper, on those teams in the 90s, and now half a dozen on and off the field, half a dozen Hall of Famers, including now yourself. I mean, you knew those teams were great. Did you know they were this special?
No. I mean, when you're You don't ever really think about the Hall of Fame. That's too far fetched. You're worried about being one ninth of the equation that goes out there and helps, you know, the Atlanta Braves win on a nightly basis. I mean, I knew that I was watching greatness when certain people took the mound. You knew where Bobby's status was going to be when he quit. I never gave two thoughts a second thought about, you know, where I was going to end up. I just, you know, I was just focused on, hey, I don't want to disappoint one of those big three pitchers or anybody else for that matter. If a ball hits to me, I want to be prepared. And when I walk to the plate, you know, I want to be the toughest out possible. And I think that kind of mentality just, unbeknownst to me, kept accumulating numbers through the years. And by the end of my career, you know, you start passing some pretty awesome names on some career lists, and all of a sudden people come up and start mentioning, hey, you know, you're getting up in the Hall of Fame territory. You know, it goes in one ear and out the other. It's a nice compliment. But, you know, until that call came, you know, a couple weeks ago, man, it was just business as usual.
Tripper Jones with John and Hugh. And you look at, you mentioned the hitting thing. I've always been curious. I mean, you considered, you know, right there behind Mickey Mantle, of all people, to be you and Eddie Murray as like maybe the second best switch hitter in the history of the game. Is switch hitting a hard thing to do, Chipper? I mean, is it a difficult thing to do, or has it just come natural to you?
You have to make it natural. It's very difficult to do. I mean, it's hard enough to try and master. And when I say master, I say that tongue-in-cheek. One side of the plate, much less two, it's twice as much work. But it's once you grasp it, once it becomes second nature to you, it's a definite benefit. I mean, where do most kids struggle when they're younger? They struggle with pitches that are going away from them. As a switch hitter, you know, all those curveballs and sliders and whatnot, those are all coming into you as a switch hitter. It's a lot easier to hit them coming into you than it is going away from. But it took me until I was probably 19, 20 years old before my left-handed swing became my natural swing. Then what you have to juggle once you get up into the major leagues is trying to keep both of those swings on par with each other, and that is the most difficult thing, because you're gonna be able to, you know, the ball's gonna look like a basketball coming up there from one side of the plate, and it looks like, you know, a golf ball from the other side of the plate. And you have very few times during the course of the year where you walk up to the plate and you feel equally confident from both sides.
You know, it seems like right now from where I'm sitting, you've accomplished everything that you wanted to accomplish. But last year, you know, seeing you work with the Braves a little bit, it seemed like you had a little bit of that, you know, a little bit of that coaching in you. Do you see yourself coaching sometime in the near future?
I could not be more content with my life right now. I have made some fundamental changes. I've got a woman at home that I love to go home to. So as we sit here right now, I'll never say never. As we sit here right now, I have no urge to get back in uniform. I lived out of a suitcase for 23 years, and I'm ready to put down some roots and you know, spend some quality time at home. I got six boys that I have to look after. The kids are pretty busy. I have a TV show, hunting show that I film for during the fall and the winter. That keeps me pretty busy. So I'm pretty happy right now. I've got my toe dipped in the water, you know, with the Braves just a little bit, just to see how it feels. But that's more of a front office thing, which I really enjoy. And come draft time, if the Braves have a couple hitters they want me to look at, they call me. If they got a couple guys down in the minors that are struggling, they call me. Some personnel decisions from time to time, but that's kind of the road I would much rather travel right now, because it's not as demanding as being back in uniform.
Hey Chip, if I want to get into hunting, what is it cheaper for me to get into? Is it bow hunting or hunting with like a shotgun? Which route should I go?
Bow hunting. It's my TV show is called Major League Bow Hunter. We're 100% bow hunting. We're gonna exchange numbers, and I'm gonna get you hooked up. You're gonna love it. Just trust me. Once you get bow hunting in your blood, it's over.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna be. I see myself as a bow hunter. I can do that.
Yeah.
Chipper Jones joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chipper, what's the most nervous you've ever been in your life, and is that moment actually about to be ahead of you, not behind you?
Yeah, that'll probably be it. I think my couple of times during the course of my career, I had a public speaking professor when I was in high school, and I'm sure he's rolling and was great a couple of times listening to me, you know, do some speeches. That's going to be a nerve-wracking. You know, and I know if you use the ballet assessment, you can be nervous before games and whatnot, but once you're out there, that's our domain. That's where we feel the most comfortable. And it's when you get us outside that comfort zone, usually talking in front of a bunch of people, where, you know, it gets nervous. I would say the most nervous I've ever been, wow, that's probably – possibly get married at the time. That was probably it, you know, being so young and whatnot, not really sure if I wanted to get married or not, you know. Marriages are always kind of nerve-wracking. Heck, I've been married 3 times, and this last time I got married a few years back, you know, I was still nervous even though I've been through it and absolutely sure of it this time, still always nerve-wracking.
Chipper Jones with John and Hugh. One final question here, Chipper, and congratulations again, because I know so many Braves friends are thrilled for you to be in the Hall of Fame. Your mantle, okay, over your, I assume you have a fireplace, you got a mantle. What is front and center? World Series, MVP, Cooperstown?
World Series. We play a team game. I think if your thoughts and your goals are not centered around what is, you know, what is team first, then you're playing for the wrong reason. A guy who's maybe got the MVP trophy or you know, the Hall of Fame, you know, front and center probably was a little bit of a selfish player. But I think coming into spring training every year, I had some personal goals, but they weren't front and center. What was front and center was, where the Atlanta Braves is going to be competitive and have a chance to win a world championship. And as long as I had a say-so, I felt like we had a chance. And like I said earlier, we did an awful lot of winning here in Atlanta. Maybe didn't get as many as we should have, but one's a lot better than one. I can promise you that right now.
Chipper, congratulations again, and we look forward to you standing on the steps of Cooperstown, New York.
Yeah, you're the man.
All right, guys. It was a pleasure talking to y'all. So we'll see you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Get that bow hunting in.
All right, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.